Hello?
Hi, how are you? Shamu Customer Service giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Yes, hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm calling to dispute a charge that was on my account.
Alrighty,
Well, on y'all account or whoever made it up. It's on my statement.
Alrighty. One brief moment, please. Alrighty, your first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Nicole Cox, billing address 3024 North Vinesall Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132.
Alright, thank you for that information. Let's see. Reviewing the account, I do understand back in April that was a survey that was taken, and it was to it was for the KitchenAid mixer. Do you not remember that survey?
No, I do not.
Well, with that survey being taken, it also expressed that it would be automatically, you know, come along with a subscription, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. I do understand that you had disputed with your bank. So with that dispute being made, the account has been canceled since that dispute, which was back in May.
I need to know who can give me my money back because I never subscribed with you guys at all.
I understand.
That's the thing.
I understand that you spoke with multiple people today, also along with the supervisor. The charges on the account is valid, ma'am. No one would be able to reverse the charge.
That's your fuck. So y'all just take people money that don't even know that they didn't even order nothing, and y'all take people money, and y'all think that that's cool? Like, really? It's people out here struggling. Like, are you serious?
That's not our fault, ma'am. If the
no, it is your fault.
Made,
because,
no,
okay, the dispute was never made with you. Wait a minute. The dispute was never made with you guys because I didn't know who you guys were until I got the information from the bank. I automatically called my bank. I don't know who you guys are. I don't need nobody to teach me how to eat.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, yes, ma'am, once again, if the dispute wasn't made with your bank, we could have most definitely got that charge fully reversed for you. But there's nothing we can do about the charge anymore due to the fact that your bank deemed it as a non-fraudulent
charge. Where are y'all even located at? Because this is going to go further than what it's going right now. Where are y'all located at? Because I don't even know who you guys are. No, I don't. I don't know who you guys are. Where are you located at?
It's an
because
app.
It's going to, it's an app.
Right.
A fucking food app? I'm not ordering no food app. I'm fucking 200 pounds. I ain't trying to lose no weight. Where y'all located? So y'all don't have a location where y'all located at?
Right.
Y'all work from home? Right?
No, I don't work from home. You're calling
well,
me concerned about
Where you're
off,
where you're off, where you, who the fuck, who is the, I don't, that's what I'm saying. One thing say mobile lifestyle, one thing say buy up. Who are y'all? I don't even know who you guys are.
It appear mobile lifestyle on your end because the merchants do sell other products. The survey that was enrolled into was a ByHub subscription.
I never
survey.
Done no ByHub description or nothing. This is what I'm telling you.
I understand that, ma'am. That's understandable, but that's nothing we could do about that charge or the or anything on the account. I'm just letting you know what happened.
So, and I'm telling you what happened. I'm letting you know what happened on my end. So you just allow motherfuckers to take 30 money out your account, and you're not going to want to complain about it if you didn't do it? You don't understand how I feel? Like, you didn't, I didn't have no access to nobody taking, nobody should have took nothing out my account that I had nothing to do with. So, of course, I'm going to be angry. Man, you guys telling me it's nothing that y'all can do? Like, I just have money for people to take out my account? No, I don't. And you wouldn't even give a fuck. You sitting back there chilled anyway. But I bet you this won't be the last time I get my money back, bitch.